Bellamy ran down the walkway, ignoring his neighbor's grumbles and the empty threats of the guards he knew were too lazy to chase a remarkably fast 9-year-old just to issue a reprimand. But as he got closer to his flat, his excitement slipped away. Ever since that terrible night when he caught his mom trying to hurt Octavia, he got nervous coming home. He unlocked the door and burst inside. "Mom?" he called, carefully shutting the door behind him before he said anything else. "Octavia?" He waited, but there was only silence. "Mom?" he said again. He walked through the main room, his eyes widening at the overturned furniture. His mother must have been in another one of her bad moods. He crept toward the kitchen, his stomach wriggling like it was trying to escape through his belly button. Someone groaned, and he rushed inside to find his mother on the floor, lying in a sticky puddle of blood. A knife lay beside her. He gasped and hurried over, shaking her shoulder frantically. "Mom!" he shouted. "Wake up, Mom!" But all she did was flutter her eyelids and let out another faint groan. Bellamy leapt to his feet, gasping as he realized the knees of his pants were soaked with blood. He had to find someone. He had to get help. He dashed back into the main room and was about to go run for a guard when a noise brought him skidding to a halt. His eyes fell on the closet, which was slightly open, a sliver of shadow creeping out of the gap between the door and the wall. He took a few steps toward it as a tiny tear-stained face peeked out. "Are you okay?" he whispered to his sister, reaching for her hand. "Come on." But she shrank back into the darkness, trembling. Bellamy's fear for his mother slid away as he stared at the little girl she'd made terrified to come into the light. "Come on, Octavia," he coaxed, and slowly, tentatively, she poked her head out again.